Whose interests do our environmental laws serve? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In Michigan, we have laws in place that give the state the power to essentially rope off polluted areas instead of cleaning them up. Instead, those laws tell the public, don't drink the water or build your house here. Sometimes these sites are cleaned up to a certain point, and sometimes they're just left polluted with some measures in place to control the risks. Through a public records request, we found that there are now more than 2,000 sites like this in Michigan. Today, we're talking to a civil servant about the concerns she had about this policy change back then. Sybil Colin is retired from the Department of Environmental Quality. She worked in the Remediation and Redevelopment Division for 24 years. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Back in 1995, a law was amended that took polluters off the hook for polluting and shifted that cost to taxpayers. You'd only been with the DEQ for a short time back then, but you signed onto a letter opposing the changes. Why was that?
My concern is that whenever you leave contamination in the ground or in the groundwater, you may think you have it under control, but the environment, the groundwater, is very complex, and it's hard to know what's going to happen over time.
What was the sentiment at the time of the opposition?
Well, it just seemed like the direction that we were being guided to follow was to facilitate businesses who have to comply with our laws to do less cleanup. Most of the people I have worked with over the years, they joined the agency because they want to protect human health and the environment.
Just thinking about how things have played out. These thousands of sites, is that what you would have expected?
Oh, yeah, I guess, you know, based on the laws that have been in place since even before 1995, there was the ability to have these types of cleanups, we call them.
In air quotes.
Yeah, right. But yeah, it's just become a lot more prevalent. And I don't know what else I could have done, you know, if I could go back in time. Because they weren't listening to us back then, and I don't know why they would. But I would just say that citizens need to be more engaged in what's going on with our department and electing legislators who are going to put their interests at least on equal footing with those of the regulated community. Yes, we need businesses to be successful, but we don't want them to be successful at the expense of public health and the environment.
What kind of lesson do you hope that this serves for regulators working today?
I mean, what I have seen over the years is that the politics have become a much bigger part of what's driving the DEQ and the regulators. They are being pressured by the legislators to let the regulated community do less in order to spend less money because they are pro-business and they think that anything you can do to help business is good for the state of Michigan. And they're not really looking at the state of Michigan as a whole and all of the wonderful resources that we still have in our state. I don't know that they're going to listen until the political terrain changes and we get some legislators who will actually stand up for the people and the environment.
Sybil Colin is retired from the Department of Environmental Quality. She worked in the Remediation and Redevelopment Division for 24 years. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.